This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, man.
School is this hour's code word. Gretchy, thanks for getting in early.
Gretchen. Yeah. Sure.
Nice.
How was traffic?
You.
Friday light.
Oh, good.
Super light
good.
Out there.
Gretchen,
yeah.
I want to say you were phenomenal.
So good, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
so good.
Got
so
quite
good.
A lot of love for you, Gretchen.
I can't believe. We got to have you fill in for Liam every time he's
okay.
booked.
All right.
Even, let's just book him and have you fill in.
Okay.
This morning when we got in, there was text coming in saying how great you were.
I do what I can, people.
Liam had texted me yesterday after the show and, you know, apologized again for getting the date wrong. And
he
whatever.
Sent us a whole gift basket of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
And he said, I like your Liam better.
Oh, hilarious. Gretchen was actually worried that maybe she offended him or something.
No, not at all. He's a good sport.
Yeah, he's fun.
Well, plus, he did, you know,
mess
ghost
up.
Us.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a couple tech. Oh, what was the word, Sarah?
School.
School.
What's the word?
Okay, I like to write those
hey,
down.
Are we going to do some text? Or
yeah,
did
go ahead. Did
some
you want to hit something?
Or? No.
Okay. I'm going to do a couple texts and then Hooman is going to.
All right.
End us with a story. There was a couple funny texts here. I was laughing out loud, covering my face right now when I was reading a text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Our texters are so clever.
Someone says, I agree. Excellent parenting, Sarah. It's best to learn how people have their limits.
Yeah, at least
you.
I didn't turn around and beat them, I guess, you know?
You knew it was safe.
You put the car in park.
I did actually put it in park.
Right.
I was flipping out, though. I just, like, what am I, what can I do? I gotta get out of here. I can't be here anymore.
I once fell out of the car, a moving car, on the highway. I was about five.
Oh, I think you've told me this story before.
And my mom pulled out. She dropped the older kids off at the mall, and one of them didn't shut the door, right? And so when she, like, hung a hard left, no seatbelt,
no seatbelt
like that.
Climb all over the cars like monkeys.
Yep. And I rolled right out that door as it swung open.
Did
and
she know?
There. Not for a while. She was talking to me and no response. So she looked back to see. And I was sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
Like watching her car drive off in the distance. And eventually she came back.
Did
and
you get
were you
hurt?
All beat up?
No, it was just so lucky there were no other cars. And I just sat there on the side of the road crying, hoping that she would come back. And
course.
She did eventually. So
did you have to like take the exit and circle back? And
she did. She had to like go pull into a different part of the mall parking lot and come, you know, go back through and come back. It was terrible.
Oh,
it was terrible.
There was a viral video out the other day.
Of that little girl that fell out of
like
the
bus. Like a four-year-old.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And there was, what was the EMT that was behind with one of those cameras
on the caught the whole thing.
Dash camera, Oh my God, that poor little girl.
And that bus driver had no idea. Just
right,
absolutely.
On going.
There should be like an alarm or something.
Right.
Yeah. When I was seven, I fell out of the passenger of my mom's car as she made a left turn on El Camino.
See?
I had to run to the next light and jump in back because of the traffic.
Yeah.
She ran. Oh, my God. Thank God she could run.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Boy, things in the 70s were different.
Seatbelts are good.
Funny.
They are great.
Someone says, I'm going to guess what they're saying because a lot of autocorrect here. How about falling out of your cutthroat German Ami's Cadillac, maybe Auntie's Cadillac? I was eight trying to shut the 60-pound caddy door. She decides it's safe to go. I tumble out, gashed my face, legs, arms, broken arm, and her response... Oh, brush it off. You're fine.
Walk it off, kid.
That's probably his grandma or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brush it off. Get off.
Says,
walk it off.
That's what happens.
650, I know the woman who is Wonder Woman's stunt double, Caitlin Deschaux.
Oh, I am so looking forward to that movie.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't seen much about it.
It looks so good.
How's the outfit? What's the outfit
it's
all about?
It's awesome. Is it totally awesome?
Anything?
It is really good.
Like tight pants?
Yeah, I thought it was
got
like a full tight body.
Leggings or something. I don't know, but it looks so good. I can't wait to go.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be good.
So would you do that $100 golden ticket where you can go every single day?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Even your favorite movie would you go?
No.
No. Who wants to? You'd ruin it. Like...
You'd be reciting the lines yourself. Right.
I mean,
oh, watch this part. Watch this part.
That would just be weird for somebody to show up at the movie theater every single day.
If I was Gal Gadot, I'd be like, please stop coming to the movie.
Yeah, don't.
You're bumming me out. You're creeping me out.
408 used that. Anyone who grew up in the Bay has a story that took place on the El Camino. I got a million of them, too.
All different ages. Uh-huh. All different scenarios.
All right, who, man?
All right, so here's some advice for you people that are...
That need it.
Right.
Is it like a... Because it's Friday and it's date night?
It's date night.
This is date advice.
And I know there's a lot of people on, you know, social media trying to date, you know, like Tinder and Bumble. Yeah. And so there's this company called Petsies. And
pets, like they'll seize your pet?
Spell that.
P-E-T-S-I-E-S.
Oh, Petsies. Like not Patsies, but Petsies.
Petsies.
Okay.
They conducted a study with 1,000 people, and all the participants were shown pictures of men and women not holding cats and dogs, and then holding cats and dogs of various ages.
Way hotter if you're holding an animal.
So the individuals were asked to rank their perception of how the people in the photos changed. Men shown holding puppies were ranked 24% sexier than men with no dogs.
Yep.
Men holding puppies were perceived to be 7% more intelligent than those without.
Kinder.
And finally, the last boost from the puppy is dudes look 13% more attractive with a pup snuggled up beside them.
Yep. I agree.
Hmm.
What do you think about having your profile picture on Tinder?
What about
you?
The chicks?
Nobody cares.
Okay, holding the cat.
Nobody cares.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you might care about the chicks, but it's just the dudes with the dogs.
He cares
about
the dudes.
Okay. Okay, what do you think about having your Tinder profile pic?
With a dog. With a puppy.
Well,
what do you think
clearly
about?
It's smart. You should do that. Just borrow someone's dog.
Borrow it.
And hold it in your arms and act like you like it. Yep. Matt Nathanson put up on his Instagram, I don't know when, because I don't know when anybody puts anything up anymore because it's not in order anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
You post your own thing and you go to look for it to see if anybody did, and it's nowhere. Like, why do I scroll through 15 Bell Bellamy things and a Matt Nathanson? So he puts up this post and he says, this is my post-workout shower. And it's his cat just licking his face. Just like, I guess for the salt?
Yuck.
I don't know. Mm. But I was like, I actually thought to myself, he looks 24% cuter with a cat lick in his face.
Absolutely. So,
yeah. We
Pets
love our
will
animals.
Do that to you.
Hmm. We do.
So I want to give a little bit of love to the cops.
Okay.
All right. Give a lot of
love.
The
good cops.
This is from Connecticut.
You bad cops, forget it.
All right. So this is crazy. This is something you'd see in a movie, but this actually just happened. This happened yesterday. A cop named Justin Martin was talking to his staff.
Yeah.
When some guy, like, ran past them and headed upstairs. So this guy, Justin, starts chasing after him.
Right. Because, the guy's running.
Yeah.
So you got to chase him.
So Justin's got this body cam and a video, and he's following this dude into a stairwell. They go up to the sixth floor. They turn down a hallway, and he saw the guy running out onto the terrace. At that point, Justin went into full sprint all the way. Got to the terrace just in time to see the guy running for the edge.
Like, this dude was running to his death?
He was running to his death. So the guy tried to dive over the railing head first. But just as he got there, and just as he's jumping over the railing, Justin got there, grabbed his leg while he was going over. If he was a half second later, the guy would have gone to the pavement.
Saved him by a leg.
Apparently, this gets crazier.
All right.
So he's holding onto the dude with the leg, by the leg. The guy tries to fight Justin off and kept kicking his hands to make him let go. But Justin wouldn't.
Tenacious.
He held on, and eventually they got this the guy who tried to kill himself to the hospital. And all of this footage is online because of the body cam. They posted it on there.
Oh.
It's the Hamden Police Department in Connecticut.
There's so many things about that story. So,
I know.
Tell me the beginning of it again. Why is he standing at the bottom of the staircase?
So he was having a meeting with some staff members. And then some guy...
At the police station?
It doesn't say where.
Having meetings with staff members. I'm just like, it's confusing. And also, a cop that can run up six flights of stairs and still, you know, put on a sprint at the end there to catch the guy. That is, you know what, right there.
That guy's fit.
That is some good cop action.
And I'm looking at his picture right now. Very good looking cop. He looks like his early 20s.
Oh. Would you hit that?
He's a hero. Big guy. Would I hit that? I'd hit that.
Would you?
He has to keep his uniform on, though.
Thank you for protecting
Justin.
And serving. Yeah. Just open the, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. The door to the car.
Yeah, open the door.
So that's all I have.
You want to do a couple more texts?
Sure.
We had a lot of texts coming in today.
It was a fun show today.
I know. It was so fun.
You know, Vinny is, of course, sorely missed. But
yes.
It is kind of funny how the dynamic on the show changes whenever anybody's not here.
I'm going to give him some pointers when he gets back.
You've been doing a good job with that. He'll love that.
Tell him to theme out his news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit him down and be like,
send him an email.
As another, you know,
newscaster
reporter.
To newscaster.
You know, I find that this really works for me. He'll love that. Mm-hmm. He loves it. Yeah.
He loves getting tips, especially from you, Hooman.
I know.
Oh, you know what?
Especially.
We had a lot of texts about the story Hooman did earlier about the homework.
Yes.
Did you hear that story?
No. What about it?
Hooman, can you kind of reiterate that for Gretchen?
Yeah. So this mother in Canada said, wrote a letter to the teacher saying, my kid's going to stop doing homework. She already has good grades. She's waking up at 4 a.m. She's got
stressed
chest
out.
Pains.
Right. Yeah.
You're giving her too much homework. Thank you, but no thank you. We're going to live our lives. You live your life. And that's that.
She's going to get to be a kid.
Our school has stopped with, they drastically cut back the homework.
What grades are your kids in?
Fifth and first.
So did your kids get super dumb when they stopped having to do 2 hours of homework
No,
a day?
They didn't. Isaac still
Weird.
Has, the older one still has math pretty mm-hmm. much every night, but, you know.
Few
it's
problems.
Not, yeah, it's not like it used to be, and that's good.
A teacher called in and made a great point. Reading at home is important.
Yeah, they
because,
do have to read.
You know, you got to learn how to read, and the more you read, the better you are at it. And I can, if they wanted to give that for homework.
That's pretty much
that's fine. And then by the time you get into high school, okay, you're a little more mature. You're kind of mentally prepared. And it's also an exercise in, especially like term papers and stuff, mm-hmm. it's an exercise in
organization
and planning things out. But the homework dump where every teacher feels obligated to give an hour of homework in fourth grade is ridiculous.
Is
it? It is.
It is.
So they cut. So in Nevada schools, they cut these.
Yeah,
way down.
They have, at least our school has cut it way, way down. Mm. Like, Theo never has. The first grader has nothing. Just reading.
He's in first grade.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a six-year-old.
Yeah.
Let's see who's this. 415, I'm a school nurse. It's very telling when I see how many young school age and middle school kids are on anti-anxiety medication due to the pressures of school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
My fifth grader is already so nervous about going to middle school because of...
The homework.
Yeah. Oh.
Because of the homework and how much harder he thinks it's going to be. Mm. So,
510, how about you don't demonize teachers?
Who's demonizing teachers?
We're just trying to do our jobs.
We're demonizing the homework.
It's
hard.
Teachers are great. And by the way, some of it is required. They're required to give X amount of. Yeah. I'm not saying it's the teachers at all. Listen. I love teachers. Yeah. I actually thank
Absolutely.
God for teachers. Who hasn't been influenced by a teacher mm-hmm. in their life? I this is not about the teachers. It's about the homework. The teachers are doing a fine job. Let them do all the work at school. Let the kids come home and be kids.
Homework is to develop discipline. Do you love your child enough to discipline them when they run into the street? Then love them enough to nurture their studies.
Only I could just nurture them.
I
discipline
can't.
Equals field of study or training or creating better skills. Mother of four.
Mother of four whose kids all did their homework. So here's the thing. There's a difference between disciplining your kid and just being your kid's enemy and having this thing hanging over your... Because as a parent, it hangs over your head. You're the one who has to get the kid to do it. Look, in ninth grade and on, okay. Because at that point, I can't do that math anyway.
Like I can't do the fifth grade math.
Right,
so
it's hard.
It's really horrible.
But when you're talking about an eight-year-old who's a bundle of energy and has had... to be on their best behavior at school all day long. And you know what they want to come? They want to go out in the backyard and kick the ball around mm-hmm. or play with their animals or run around in a circle or whatever it is that they want to do. And now I got to be like, well, I'm sorry, but I got to go to bed at 8. So you got to do your homework now, even though the sun is out and it's a nice day. I just, some kids, they're great. They come home, they do their homework. Other kids, it's like pulling teeth and you're the bad guy. And so you can yell about discipline all you want. Let a kid, you know, why do I have to be in charge of developing their discipline?
Because you're the parent.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Sarah. Don't just have the kids and think they're going to raise themselves.
Homework has nothing to do with the way I'm raising my kid. That's ridiculous.
It doesn't.
Homework makes me the awful person that they have to deal with at the end of every day when they're totally tired. So what? I'm going to do their homework? What does that teach them? Nothing. When they're in ninth grade, they have to have the discipline to do their own homework.
415, regarding homework, I used to write on top of my kids' math homework page, only odd number problems were done. We made cookies last night. Thank you.
Yeah. We had other stuff to do as a family.
Well, listen, ultimately do whatever you want.
Well, right.
It's America.
And I can't, you know what? I can't wait for you to have a kid, and I hope that your kid enjoys their homework.
Yeah. We've heard that from all the other texters.
All right.
Last one, 925.
Happy Friday, everybody.
925 says, awesome montage today. Been at work since 6 a.m., and I think I'm finally awake. Thanks, Alice.
Ooh. I missed it.
Oh, 7:30. It was a fun one today. Yeah. Good. I don't know why it was extra fun.
We danced a lot.
We did dance a lot.
And it was kind of out of the blue. Too, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bond's song was great.
This is how we do it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's right.
Hey. Oh,
this
gosh.
Come on, you love it.
The white girl dance. By the way, people are wondering, Vinny's gone and you take off your parka?
I know, it's actually warm in here. You know, I started out a little, you know, anxious because my niece was in, and so I had it off. I was actually just thinking, I'm getting kind of cold. I might have to put it on. Speaking of my niece.
Yeah, I was going to tell Gretchen, you have to go back and listen to the 6 a.m. podcast.
I do, because I missed it. I came in.
So they were so good. They did great.
And we have it on Instagram.
It's gotten like 45 comments. People are really into your niece.
Yeah, she's adorable.
And Spencer.
Yeah, Julie and Spencer. They're great. So their band, The Running Mates, is playing tonight at the bottom of the hill. Mm-hmm. Meet you there, Hooman. I'll see you
Wait. 8:30 sharp.
Yep, 8:30 sharp.
Hopefully Bryn can make it, too. I know he's busy with his house and fiance. And we'll game over.
My wife and stuff like that. Game over for the wife.
All right. We will not be doing battle
Gretchen
next.
Won. I won.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny out sick again. He'll be back on Monday. Gretchen, thank you for getting in here early and hanging out.
You're welcome.
I would like you to know, congratulations, you won this week.
Thank you.
It's a 2-day forfeiture, which means a win.
Legitimate win, Gretchen. Good job.
Totally legit. Totally
legit. As legit as many of Vinny's wins. So let me go ahead and mark that down. We figured we'd give you the win because I'm sure Vinny's not listening, and B, he'll totally forget about it by Monday.
Yeah,
but it counts toward your tally. There you go. By a score of 4-3, you have won the week.
All right,
what's coming up on your show?
I have a chance at $1,000 coming up at 10:05.
All right, man.
$1,000.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.